Let's just start from the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan Hachilev Vamechabed Vamegaben Kegregris Hamechabed, someone who sweeps Vahamarbet, one who sprinkles water in order to make the dust settle, Varida Chalais Dvash Shogak Bishabes Chayev Chatos. He was a shaygik, he's chayev chatos. He's it b'yontev loike arboy. Yontev, he gets malkis, b'meisit. Divrei Rabbi Elezer. So Rabbi Elezer holds all these pa'ulis on malachas d'yereisa. V'chachomim imrim echot ze ve'echot ze. Rashi learns echot ze ve'echot ze, echot Shabbos ve'echot yontev. He said two halachas, one in Shabbos, one in yontev. Einoi elo mishum shvus. This is only a shvus l'rabonu. Let us see Tosfos. Hamachabed v'hamarbet. Taima. Darkol chochmairi d'loyhavi psikreishe. That's what we're speaking about when someone sweeps or someone is marbits the offer. Arkol choch, it is not a psikreishe sheyash v'hagumis. That he should smoothen out the gumis. The ipsikreishe, if it would be a psikreishe, eichi shori lekamon rabshimen lechatchila. The Gemara in the Seif Sugya says, "Ve'idne the Svir alon ke Rab Shimon, Shori af lechatchila." Since we passed the light Rab Shimon, that that Adov Hashem Miskaven is mutter, so it is mutter. If it would be a psikreishe, Rab Shimon is not moide. Hamoide Rab Shimon bepsikreishe v'lo yomus. So al kochach, if according to Rab Shimon it is mutter, al kochach it is not a psikreishe. Given the lehave psikreishe, amai mechayev Rabbi Elezer chatos. How can Rabbi Elezer be mechayev chatos? Ha omar bepeirik omar lema mamune. Gabi tziruf ashoshiyos. The dover the ein miskaven muter l'Rabbi Yehuda min ha-Toyre in Shabbos lehave meleches machshavos. He said the Gemara tells us in Yume that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole Zadovo Shein Meskaven is also Minat Torah. That is B'chol HaTorah Kula. But by Shabbos, there is a new din, Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah. And the Taitch of Meleches Machsheves, as we mentioned yesterday, I'll say over again, the Loshon of Rab Chaim, Shehameloche Teinasis B'machshove U'bedas. That the melacha has to be done knowingly that it is going to occur. So b'psik reishe, so Rab Chaim says, if it is a psik reishe, ha-melacha yidu aloi shemuchrechas lehiyoseis. He knows that the melacha will definitely occur. Mikri nasis ha-melacha bidatoi, v'ave b'chlau melachas machsheves. He knows that it will occur, so that's called that the melacha was done b'marshove b'das, knowingly. If it is done unknowingly, so that's not called melachas machsheves. He has to know that it's going to occur. If it's a psikreishe, he knows. But since Taisus had proven that a kochacha can't be a psikreishe, because Rab Shimon is matter, so there's a possibility. A possibility is also b'chol ha-Torah kule, but a possibility is not called meleches machsheves. So how could Rabbi Elezer say that he is chayiv achatos, since there's only a possibility that there'll be a shvuyei gumis, and that we see from Rab Shimon. Before we say Tosfos Teretz, which as Tosfos and Psochim alone says is a shvere Teretz, let me tell you over a teretz that Tosfos says in Sanhedrin, and the Rashba and the Ramban say the same teretz over here. The Sfasemes was Machavon L'daitom. They say a very interesting teretz, that is true. The possibility of Ashvuye Gumais by Mechabed or Merabed is not a psikreishe. If Rab Shimon was matter, so it's not a psikreishah. But that what Rabbi Elezer says, that a mechabed or merabed is chayev min ha-Torah in Shabbos and Yontif, the Sava Rabbi Elezer, the Kibud, the Ribut, Choshiv Tikkun. Let's not speak about Ashvuye Gumis. That alone, that before it was unclean and dusty or whatever it was, and now it's swept up. So this goof is called a tikkun kain binyan afilo beloy ashvoyis gumis. The bedover muet chayiv mishim boine. Rab Elezer had different hasogis in what boine is. Kida ashkechan begaydeles. Rab Elezer held if a woman braids her hair, that's boine. She makes herself a little red, that's boine. That's binyan. He had different hasogis what falls into the category of boine. So according to Rab Yehuda, so the sweeping alone, that's a binyan. Forget about Ashvuye Gumis. Ashvuye Gumis, that it's zichet, it's not a psikreisha. But after the house will be swept up, it looks differently. That is a binyan in a Torah according to Rab Elezer. Rab Yehuda and the Chachomim disagree with him. As a binyan, just like they disagreed by Gedalus and Pekeses, but even more than that, they hold that al that is tamas a garnish, but garnish. So the whole shail is only al tashvuye gumis. Ashvuye gumis, not ashvuye gumis. I'm a vissen azoy. So if a dover shenim is kaven is also, so it's also. If a dover is also mid rabbonon, so it's not melachas machsheves. If a dover shenim is kaven is mutter, so it's mutter. That's how Taisvis, the Ramban in Rashbe. Taisus in Sanhedrin, and the Ramban and Rashbe Nasugi Efa'em for Taisus Kasha, which is a Meiridike Mahalach. Taisus by us has a different terms. V'yeshloimer the Bohoplik. This guv is the machloikis of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yehud. The Rabbi Lezer sovar the have a psikreisha. Rabbi Lezer holds it is a psikreisha of Ashvuye Gumis. The Rabbonon Sovri, the Loihav. That's good for the Machloikis. According to Rabbi Lezer, Sapsikreisha, Ashvuye Gumis, Sos Malachas Machsheves, So Yechayev Minat, Yechayev Chatos. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not a Psikreisha, so therefore it's only also the Rabbonon. Lechayre, it's very difficult to understand what's the Machloikis. It's in words, it's good. He holds it's a psikreisha, he holds it's not a psikreisha. But what is the machloikis? Is it a psikreisha or not a psikreisha? We passed a machloikis tanoim in a curve, it's in a metzias, yeah? Other yo, other day. Lulei de mistafine, I would like to say, pshat na toisvis, with a machloikis, the rivosh, and the shoyel in the rivosh in simen shin tzadik dalet. There's a meiridike machloikis, and there's a shtikel raya from the rivosh to what I'm saying. The shoyel in the rivosh in simen shin tzadik dalet said lahaloche, one is permitted to comb his hair on Shabbos. Why? If you comb your hair, stomach, you'll tear out some hairs. Hadav v'sheinim iskab. Not a psikreisha. So he proved to the Rivosh, how do I know it's not a psikreisha? He says, let's start going. A person starts combing his hair. He combs 1 inch of his hair. Did he become bald? No. There's still hairs there. So Zetmendor, you can comb 1 inch, and you're left with hair. The 2nd inch, you're also left with hair. All the way, maybe by the end of combing your hair, you look at the comb, you'll see some hairs. Oh, that's a dover sheinim iskaven. It's not a psikreisha, and this is the lashon of the shoyl. Chazinon the ein hasoyrek toilish kol saroishoy. Actually, yishoy boy afilu echad. That we see. So al kochach it shayich to comb your hair, and the comb is not oikah there. Afilu echad. Actually, yishoy boy afilu echad. Hine huvra the loy psikreisha. Sharei kol seyo v'seyo, every hair who began the hoefsha. It's possible that it's going to remain. I'm going on the 1st inch now of combing my hair. Is this hair going to be torn out? Is it not going to be torn out? Basich nish. Oder azoy, oder azoy. So it's not muchach. So it's not muchach that this air should be torn out. So it's a dover shayna miskaven. It got torn out? No, that's all the time. A dover shayna miskaven is that something occurred. But since it's not muchach that it should occur, and I don't have an intent it should occur, it's a dover shayna miskaven. This was the shoyel to the rivosh. He was a rishon. The rivosh vehemently disagrees with him. And the Ribosh says, but what do you do with his raya? He says, a psikreshe lahoshir shtei nimi medoldolim. But when you comb out your hair, you're going to look at the comb, there'll be some hairs there. So memela, even though, when you're going each inch, this take, it's not muchach that there'll be a tlisha sayer on this inch and this inch, but it is muchach if you'll comb out your hair, some hairs will be torn out. So you don't look at it each inch. You take the whole thing as a unit, and when one combs out one's hair, there'll zichah be a tlisha sayer. Now, the Ribosh brings a raya to his yesod from a raivet. The shittas haraivet is anu mahalach anah gemara ashrek lecha chumre. The raivet holds that one is not permitted to sweep a house on Shabbos. Min atayre, I feel according to Rab Shimon, it's a psikreisha. Ozicha bimash v'gumis. Ozicha bimash v'gumis. Our gemara says that according to Rab Shimon it's mutter. So he says you don't know pshat na gemara. Agamah is speaking about that he swept it out Erev Shabbos. So the house was already swept out Erev Shabbos. So now, Shabbos, after the Suda, you'll sweep it out again. Now there's no more psikreisha. But if it wasn't swept out Erev Shabbos, so memela, and you're going to sweep it out now, it's a zicha psikreisha of Ashvuye Gumis. That's what the Raivet says. So the Ribosh nemt on the Raivet. So you see the Raivet says, if you sweep out a house, it's zicher, if it wasn't swept out of Shabbos, and you'll sweep it out in Shabbos, it's a psikreisha that of a shvuyi gumis. So he brings the raivet, and he says, this is the lashon raivet, kiven the loy efsher lebayis veloy gumis, loy sagi de loy mashvi gumis. So my mail said, the raivet says it's a psikreisha. Zok de rivosh u bevadai. This raivet that says when you sweep out the house, he says, you think the raivet means that if you're going to sweep out the house, after you sweep out the house, all the gumis are going to become filled up? This is what the raivet meant. The raivet meant, but if you don't have a swept out house, you need to sweep out, you have 1,000 gumis in your house. After sweeping out, one gumis is going to become hushve. So that the raivet called a psikreisha. So memele, so the rivosh built from the raivet, that you don't look at each inch bazunder, each mashu bazunder, you look beklolius at the whole pula that you intend to do. And if in this whole pula there's going to be one ashvois gumis, that's called a psikreisha. So lulei de mistafina, I would say that according to Taisvis, this is the machloikis Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. Vakel, Taisvis disagrees with the Raivet. Taisvis holds that this is the Raivet's in the Kimte. Taisvis holds that it's not a psikreisha. So we hear that the Raivet says it's a psikreisha, and then Taisvis says it's not a psikreisha. And the Rivosh learned pshat in the Raivet. Now, why is it a psikreisha? Because one gume will zicher be filled up after sweeping out the whole house. So therefore, it is called a psikreisha. So we can say this is the svara Rabbi Lezer. The chachamim alibet the taisus held like the shoyel in the ribosh was capable on one gume. I'm sweeping. It is a 10-minute affair. I'm sweeping from the left of the house to the right of the house. And each inch I'm going, I'm asking you, will I fill up now a guma? Won't I fill up a guma? You don't know. It's not sure. So, Mamela, each inch is mutter. I, in the end of the sweeping, it came out, I was mashva gume, that doesn't mean anything. You done on each mashu bazunder, and each mashu bazunder, since there is no psikreisha, that all of them will be filled up, so automatically it is a din, that it's not a psikreisha. So memele, so could be, that is the machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomen. According to Tosfos. Yeshleima the Baha Pligi, the Rabbi Lezer Sover, the Havi Psikreisha, the Rabbonan Sovri, the Loi Havi. Period. So if it's a machloikis tanoim, if it is a Psikreisha not, the Gemara is Messiah, Baha the Oma, for it ne the Sphere along Kerab Shimon, Shori Lechatchilem. Since we hold like Rab Shimon, so therefore it is Mutal Lechatchilem. Afogav the Efshe the Sover Rab Shimon the Havah Psikreisha. There's a new shaila over here. There's a shaila. Is it a psikreisha? Not a psikreisha. So how can the Gemara assume that according to Rab Shimon it will be mutter? Maybe according to Rab Shimon it's awesome. Maybe he holds like Rab Elazar. It's a psikreisha. Mikomo ke Masha Sover ke Rabbonon lehavi psikreisha. Hilkas Shoyr lechatchila kiven the kaim along ke Rab Shimon. That's what the Gemara means. And this machloikis we the Shasaton genumen like the Rabbonon. That it is not a psikreisha. Some Hillel Samar says, since it's not a psikreisha, we paskin like Rab Shimon, so memele it will be muta. Let us go further in the Gemara. Skip over the Gemara we learned yesterday, and we'll go b'horeide chalais dvash. B'horeide chalais dvash, shogag b'shabes chayiv chatas. If a person took out honeycombs, so on Shabbos, is chayav achatos, is it biyontev, loika aboim, divrei Rabbi Elazar. Omar Rabbi Elazar, my time at the Rabbi Elazar. What is the maloche? What is also by taking out honeycombs from a beehive? The chsiv vayitvel oiso biyares hadvash. There it says that he was tevil the mate in yares hadvash, vichima inyin yar eitzel dvash. The ayar of dvash, alaloy maloch, mayar hatoilish mimeno b'shabes chayiv chatos, avchalis dvash, oreide mimeno b'shabes chayiv chatos. So the posik was megale, that there's a din toilish by taking dvash from the kaveres. Yeah. Zogt, Taisvis. Bahari de chalas dvash. Taimalari. Amai loike biyontev. Why are you loike biyontev? Ula rabbi lezer. Lirabi lezer, mistam. Mai you loike biyontev, lirabi lezer. Rabbona nami loi pligi. Elamishim lichosh velo malochim. They don't hold of this hekish. But me, Keredini, would seem they also held it's like a beyonta. Vosnan, the perikama de Megile, ein beyonta of Lishabis, aloichal nefesh bilvad. The whole difference between yonta and Shabbos is, and yonta is mutroichal nefesh, Shabbos is also oichal nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, there's another difference. Af machshire oichal nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda says that machshire oichal nefesh is also mutter in yonta. The Kama Bigmore, my time at the Tanakame. What is the time of the Tanakame that holds Machshire Eichel Nefesh is not Mutter and Yontav, only Eichel Nefesh? One is not permitted to sharpen a knife in Yontav. Omakro, hu levado ye osa lochem, hu veloi Machshire, and there's a meat, only Melechas Eichel Nefesh is Mutter, but Machshire Eichel Nefesh is not Mutter. The Rabbi Yehuda. Aye, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with this meat? Hu levadoi? So he says, ksiv hu, ksiv lochem. Hu is a miut, and lochem is a ribui. So, lochem is marbe, machshire yoichol nefesh. And hu is mamayit machshire yoichol nefesh. How does that work? Kan be machshirin she'efshel asoyson me'erev yonte. So efshel asoyson me'erev yontev. So then those machshirim are oser in yontev, and that's the miut of who. The kamba machshirim she efshel asoyson. So the who that says oichel nefesh and not machshirei oichel nefesh is speaking about oichel nefesh she'efshir la'soison me'erev yontif. And that were memayit according to Rabbi Yehuda machshirin, but oichel nefesh alone she'efshir la'soison me'erev yontif is mutter to do in yontif. Mechlal oichel nefesh shori Rabbi Yehuda afilo be'efshir. The rabbono nami mashmed the loy pligi ella b'machshirin v'loy b'oichel nefesh. He says that Rabbi Yehuda said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's muchach from the posik that oichel nefesh that was efshel la'soisa me'erev yomtev, and you didn't do it, you're allowed to do it in yomtev. And the rabbono na only chaylik, it seems only a machshiri oichel nefesh. There's no machloikis in oichel nefesh gufe. So everyone holds oichel nefesh afal gav she'efshel asoysan me'erev yontev, you're allowed to do it in yontev. So why is roi dechalez dvash chayiv malkis l'chayiretz ameleches oichel nefesh? It should be mutter lasoys, and it's even though it's efshel asoysan me'erev yontev, al kaponim it's mutter lasoysan beyontev. Va'oid dahach bereise kerab Yehuda kedefrishis. This Baraisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachomim are Rabbi Yehuda, because the Chachomim, that was the first Taisvis. Taisvis says that the Chachomim, Aser, Kibud, Veributz, Altsdor, Veshein, and Miskaven, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Mutter. So the Chachomim are Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda Zicher holds that Oichel Nefesh, Efshel, Asoison, Me'erev, Yontev, is Mutter, Asoison, Beyontev. So why are you like if you're Reide, Chalais, Dvash? V'oit, so that's the kasha on the deek. He says the chachamim, which are Rabbi Yehuda, vayis tois, the whole reason you're not like it because it's not a malacha. If it'd be a malacha, you would be like it. Aye, it's oichel nefesh. V'oit, now tois says aleska kasha on the deek. Tahach, v'oit the beperik toilen amrinim the Rabbi Lezer sover Rabbi Yehuda that machshirei oichel nefesh is mutter beyontev. Is still mutter. So I bazai in Rabbi Lezer. Oh, so machshir eichel nefesh efshel asoyis me'erev yontev is mutter. So vado give us eichel nefesh efshel asoyis me'erev yontev is mutter. So memele. So why is roide chalos dvash osa? Before we'll go further, I'd like to tell over on this kasha. This is a yesoidistik kasha in Hilchis Yontif. The Rajbe answers this kasha that Toilish is also minatayre. That's what Chazal tell us, that Melechis Yontif is only mutter the Melechis Melishe ve'ilach. And the Rajbe says this is not a Darabonin Dikidin, this is a Din Teire. Shalaihi Tira Teire Ela Melochis Shel Yoimon. The Melochis which are Oimidala Perik, Kigainafie, Shchite, Ubishel, Avol Eilu. But the other Melochis, Tikon Hain. These Melochis before Lishan, that is not Meleches, these are not Meleches Yoimon, this is not I need to cook it now, these are Meleches of preparation. You're Teichen the Chiten, you're Beirer the Chiten, Tchine, Akode. Talisha, he says, it's not Bershusa yet. You have to be Teilishit. That's not Mutter. So that is also Minatayr. That is the Shita Sarajbe. There's a lot of Rishayna that hold like that. So Memela, so that is the Rajba's Teret on Taisvis Kasha. Taisvis is speaking about one thing, and Rabbi Lezer is speaking about another thing. Meleches Eichel Nefesh Milisha Ve'ilach is Mutter. Beyond, no Shaila. Before Lisha is also Minat Teret. So Memela, so therefore Rabbi Lezer can say, Haroide Chalas Dvash, is Chayib Chata, is like a Beyond, it's amazing. Well, we see from Taisvis halt Nishtazai. Taisvis holds that's only Nisa Darabono. To be Toilish. Mina Toir, it's Mutter. So, Mamela, how could you be like it? So, we have already here, Amachleikis Arishayim. Baimari, we skipped over. Velekalameimid, the Mairi, Beroidel, Tzayre, Choyl, Oh, we're speaking about over here, we'll avoid the kasha. Speaking about Bereide Letzayre Choyl, that he took off the Chalas Dvash not for Yontif, so that is not Meleches Yontif. That is the Meleches Yontif is only Mutter Lachem. Letzayre Yontif is Mutter. If you're Reide Letzayre Choyl, is also. The Mikomakim teacher, Lamandi, Slay Hoyle, the Mikle Yoichim, the Peke Loivrim. But there's a Mandi Yomba that says, Ha'oifim Yontav Lechel is a Machlikis Ameroim, in Psochim. Ha'oifim Yontav Lechel. He takes a challah, and he's baking it Lashem Yichud for Choyl. He wants to make a Moitzo Yontav, he wants to make a Suda. So the one Mandi Yomba says, you like it, because there's no Het of a Melechis Eichel Nefesh. And another Mandi Yomba says, that hoyel or mikli oichim, since there's a possibility that even though your intent was lechayil, but it might end up that it will be used letzayrich yomtiv. Could be you'll get oichim, and could be you'll give it to them. So there's a possibility that this meloche might end up atzayrich oichol nefesh beyomtiv. There's such a possibility. I'm not saying a problem, but there's a possibility that it might end up, so we can't give you malchus. So this is called meleches oichol nefesh liyontev, since it's a possibility it might be eaten yontev. So b'meila, so what do you say that it's speaking about that he did it letzayre choyl? But according to the man de yoma, that you say choyl b'miklo oichim b'peikei loivim, that's why you're not like it. So b'meila, say bazai, so it should be, so you shouldn't get malchus. But oi, the Rabbi Lezer Gufi is like awesome oil. Rabbi Lezer holds oil. So why are you like it? Before we go to Tosfos Teretz, I'd like to tell over the oilam, a ha'ore of Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega says as follows, doesn't understand Tosfos Kasha. He says, that is close. There's a Gemara in Beye. The Gemara in Beye says klo, that means the Rabbonon, you're not allowed to be Talish. That's for sure. And not only you're not allowed to be Talish, mi the Rabbonon, but the halacha is, peiris ha-noishre min ha-ilon, if they fell down in Yontif, you're not allowed to eat them. Gzeire shema yala v'yitlash. So peiris that were nitlash min ha-ilon v'yontif are also mi the Rabbonon to eat. Zokta heileke Rabbi Kivega. So he says, so a person went and was Talish in Yontif Chalas Dvash. Letzayre Choyl. So Taisa says, you can't give him Malkis. Choyl or Mikliyah. Or get Oichem. Fact Rabbi Kivega, these Oichem, when they're going to come, are they going to eat this Chalas Dvash? Chas v'sholem. They won't eat it. Mid Rabbonin, you're not allowed to eat it. It's not worse than Peiris HaNoishrim. It's not better. They asked Peiris HaNoishrim because Shema Yovi V'Yitlish, this person was Talish. The Rabbonon asked to eat it. If the Rabbonon asked to eat it, you won't find an Oirich that's going to eat it. This will not be eaten Yontif. There's no Shaila about it. The whole Lomdus of Hoyol V'Yikli Oirich means that since there's a possibility it might be eaten Yontif, so here's a din of a Moloche Letzayrich Oichol Nefesh, because there's a possibility it might be eaten Yontif. Frekt Rabbi Kivega, here there's no possibility that it won't be eaten Yontif. Because you're not allowed to eat it, the Rabbonon. Taisvis asks Akasha that one should not get Malkis and all Malachis, Oyel Amikli, Chayla Sheyesh Beisakon. Might be used for Chayla Sheyesh Beisakon. So Taisvis says a Chayla Sheyesh Beisakon is Loishchiach. A Milsen Loishchiach, you don't say Oyel. So he says, a Yid that will be Oyva and an Issa the Rabbonon is also Loishchiach. You won't find a Yid that will be Oyva and Issa the Rabbonon. Fact Rabbi Kevegel, so was Zog Taisvis. What's Taisvis Kasha? You can't say Hoyo. After the Gzeire the Rabbono, now you like it, Ake. Before the Rabbono took, you wouldn't be like, oh, but now you like it, you lost your Hoyo. So Rabbi Kivega, because of this Kasha, Agabuche, he's Choylik on the Shagasai, he brings the Shagasai, says that what's awesome, the Rabbono does not take away the heter of Hoyo. Shagasai says that, if you have a behemoth that's treif me the Rabbonon and you shechted it in Yontif, you won't get Malkis because Hoyol Amikla Yehuchim might eat it. I'm the Rabbonon Tomen at Essen, but Rabbi Kivega Tainis in Svari disagrees with the Shagasai. So because of this Kasha, Rabbi Kivega wants to be Poishit Ashaila Matam Gefre. They asked Ashaila if Achaila Shein Boisakone is permitted to eat Peiris HaNoishrim in Yontif. not negayer to us that study Yashayla, but Rabbi Kivay get studim if, since the Peiris are mukze, does even din a macholis asuris, doesn't even din a macholis asuris, because the Achayla Shein Beisakana is also to eat a machol also midarabonim. But maybe mukze is not macholis asuris. Rabbi Kivay gets a pilpul on this. So he wants to bring a raya from our toisves, that shatan toisves. Oyla mikla oychem, that the oyla achayla shein bei sakone. Achayla shein bei sakone is shriach. And achayla shein bei sakone is mutter. Look how many people have sore throats now. And chalas dvash. Honey is very good for the throat. Oyla mikla oychem, so mamela they'll be able to eat some chalas dvash. And therefore that's shatan toisves kash. Azay zook Rabbi Kivay and the tshuvas. Va'aymari, the ikalukmi beraide samach lachasheche, lechazi sula oichem. So Taisva says that the Rabbalaz are speaking about that it was samach lachasheche, mamish right before nacht, that means it's impossible to be eaten up by oichem. Inami bidvash hidvish, dvash that's spoiled, that no one will eat it. O yoso bahano! Or dvash that's also bahano, lechazi la'achila. Fine. Umi yutayim alari, different kash. Given the mutter legabin beyond the mina toire, afilu, be'efsher, afilu is efsher, legabin erib yontev, you'll have to do it in yontev, this is eichel nefesh. Afilu lo yei mutter mi derabon en elab de lo yefsher, אפילו it's only mutter, אפילו לא יהיה mutter, מיד הרבונן אלא בדה לא יהיה אפשר, and the אפשר is also מיד הרבונן, אבל כפונה מן התארה הצליחה mutter לגבין ויונטב. And גבין is חיים על צבוינה. אם כן, נוף על בייסי ביונטב, Yei mutter livnaisi biyontev. So if a person's house fell down in yontev, should be allowed to build it. The miteich shuta binyin letzairach. The migabein have a mishem boini kedama besamach utana mishaloi letzairach. Abavache tzairach hayoim lechol besaycha shlo yakenu shere b'shemesh. Vektach toisves. Since lemaisem migabein is the migabin is oichel nefesh. So migabin is doch muta beyontev. So migabin is muta beyontev. So let us say, so in the isa migabin is alz boine. So let us say, just like binyin was huta letzairach, is huta nami, just like binyin was huta letzairach oichel nefesh, so huta shalei letzairach oichel nefesh. She won't be permitted to build a binyan in Yontif. Yeshloima, you're right, you're allowed to. No, the osami da rabbona, da va uvde da chel. Kechid asum, trine va akode bi Yontif. Here we see Taisus holds klar, not like the Rajbe, that trine va akode is only osami da rabbona, and it's an uvde da chel. So this is also an uvde da chel. The Chassam Sofer just says on this Taisvis, he says that what Taisvis says, she should be able, permitted to build a building on Yontif. He says he doesn't mean to build an Empire State Building on Yontif. He means to be Peiris on Oihel. He says, because that is Boine. He says, in a stone building, you have Mesateis, you have Memareyach, you have a whole bunch of other Melochis. That wasn't Mutter. You don't have a Heter Eichel Nefesh. The Taisvis meant to be Peiris on Oihel. That should be Mutter in Yontif. And Taisus says, "Ein achanami." In a teretz takemuta, and Chazal asked only als uvde dechil. Zok the Gemara weiter. A meimer shore zilche b'mechuse. A meimer was matter ributz in mechuse. Now, what is the yichus of mechuse? So let us see Rashi. Zilche l'rabei tzabayis v'ritzpas avonim hoiso b'chol hoir. So, he says, that is the heter, that is a heter of Kol Ha'ir. Since Kol Ha'ir is Merutziv, so they did not aser ributz. Or kibbut. obviously the Gemara speaks about ribas. Amay meshar zilcha b'machus. Oma. Taime may oma rabbonon dilma osila shvuye gumes. Ochel leke gumes. Since there's no gumes, so mamela it is muta. And this din is brought down lahalocha hastis, that if kola ir is merutzev, so you're allowed to sweep out also else. There's no chash of a shvuye gumes. I once cleared a shaylich beisnish klo, if one is permitted to sweep out a sukkah. The shaylich be if he has a sukkah on the porch, there's a sukkah in the house, because could be a sukkah, you don't have this heter of kol ha'ir merutzev. Kol ha'ir merutzev is by the houses, takakil ha'ir merutzev. But not everyone possesses a sukkah in his house, that the roof opens up. Or on a porch, could be other people have the sukkah downstairs and in the yard. So memele could be here, which we should have the gzeire, the pastoch nisht, that, Satulu would have it in the house, lochere. I'm wondering if there's a shayla of mechabed, even though by em it's not shayich, since be'etzem this is a different type of a dire, which the kol ha'ir is not merutzev. Akaponim, omar taima mai omar rabbonon dulma osi la shvuye gumes. Ochaleke gumes. In mechuzet there's no gumes. Zog toisves, shore zilche be mechuzet, taima. The bishili tomid nishchatnan, kemaseyu bechoil kach maiseyu b'shabes. The way they used to shecht erev Pesach, when erev Pesach was chal bechoil, they did everything the same thing in Shabbos. Elo shekahanim madichem es azore sheloi bertzoin chacham. We have to understand the azore was very, very bloody after the shchitas apsochim. So they wanted to clean it up. So they were madichem es azore sheloi bertzoin chacham. Mafarish bigmore the sheloi bertzoin chacham. Who was against this? Hainu shaloi betzayin Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer was very much against this. Why? The I Rabbonon shvusu. According to the Rabbonon, it's a shvus. The whole Israel is a shvus. Ve'ein shvus b'migdash. The sanya amechabed v'amerabeitz. Umidamuki mas nisen k'Rabbi Lezer. But according to Rabbi Lezer, it's a deraisa. Mashmed the mechayiv midaraisa afilu ba'azore. The Iker Ritzpe, Bochemash, but the Beritzpe Leka Ashvuye Gumes. Now, that, what in the Beis HaMikdosh, there would have been a Isser without the Din of Ein Shvus BeMikdosh, is because the Beis HaMikdosh was not like Mechuzet. The Beis HaMikdosh was Merutzev. The Yerushalayim wasn't Merutzev. So, Memele, Midarabonon, the Zicher and Isser. Of according to the Rabbonon. No, the according to the Rabbonon, ain't Shvus b'Migdosh. But according to Rabbi Lezer, Vaistachois, it would be awesome in a Torah. So why should it be awesome in a Torah? Since Bepoil it is Merutzev, and Agamor you see, when it is Merutzev, there's no Iser of Ashvuye Gumes. Yeshloi Maram for Toysus, the Bahadoche Ika Ashvuye Gumes. The Gemara is only matter, ributs, zilche, or maybe kibud also, it's not klar. But the badoche ikash v'yigumis tvei, shayim mismales hagumai shebein roived l'roived. Between the rows of stones, there was a mili hagumis, a memelem. That is also, so memel, there is an iser of ashvu, there is a possibility of ashvu yigumis by hadoche. And according to Rabbi Lezer, this is a deraisa. Some mele so chloi birtzayin Rabbi Lezer. Inami bazor inami le osar Rabbi Lezer elo mishum shvus. Otu heiched the leke ritzpe the ikechi of chatas. No, could be take. There's no ashvu yegumis since there's a ritzpe. So there's no ashvu yegumis. But they were geyser. Otu another floor that there is ashvu yegumis. The ikechi of chatas Rabbi Lezer. A chomer high shvus, so this is a chomer dike shvus, because we were goyis at the Beis HaMikdosh, we goyis at mokim sheyesh by ritzbe, oto mokim sheein by ritzbe, valibe de Rabbi Lezer, mokim sheein by ritzbe, is an iser deraisa, because it's a psikreisha, but shvuye gumes. The Kamesh was Ashkechin b'mikdosh, which they were not matter. B'peik Basra Da'irevin. Avol Rabbonon loichomer Aishvus. According to the Rabbonon, this is not a chomodik Aishvus. Kibin da'afilu b'loiritz b'lavud d'duel isur ed Rabbonon, because it's not a psikreishe. Hilkehein ein noyik b'mikdosh. So therefore it's not noyik b'mikdosh. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rabbe Toisfo Ashkechei L'Rabine to come at Stair Mehavle. Rabine was in a room and it was very dusty. V'omri lo ma'akashi sheberei derov Ashkech L'Avashi to come at Stair Mehavle. O ma'alo leisova lo ma'alo hod esanyi dezabarais aroitza l'rabitz es beisoi. If you want to be marbitz the bayis, the Shabbos, maybe areve malaya mayim. V'reichetz ponov b'zovizu, yodov b'zovizu, raglov b'zovizu, v'nimsa abayis misrabetz me'elov. I think this is done. Mustamba, you're not so careful how you're carrying the basin of water, mishpritz tabisol and dos, and you make a lebedik, and bekach a benkach, the house becomes misrabetz. So me'ele, so it's a psaharomet. The whole thing is a darabonon, so it seems with a haromet is muta. Since it's not near a behedi that you're marbet, you're doing another pula. So they were matter by Roma and Isa Darabon. Amalei lav adatoi. So Rashi, Mahavlo shayovik oila mar behev. Lav adatoi leisi zocha. The rabbi say pirshu leisvirali. The note of the setup. Tana, we learned in the Barai say Isha Chachome. How do we have an Isha Chachome? So Rashi, Eishes Talmud Chochem, Oibas Talmud Chochem, Shashoma Miyavir, Ashtikul Melomedes, Ma'abetzes beisa b'shabbos, so she also could do the same thing. Eichetzes kitayni is b'zovizu, v'kais is b'zovizu, and she's schlepping around the basin over the whole house, and the whole floor gets wet, and everything gets wet. She washes the dishes, and she's marbets the bayis at the same time. So memeile, eichet, we have this type of heter. V'ho idne, the svir along kerab shimin. Now, l'alocha we paskin like Rab Shimon the Dovah sheni miskaven is muta shori afilu lachatchila, so afilu lachatchila one is permitted to be marbitz because it's a Dovah sheni miskaven. Zogt Rashi ke Rab Shimon, the Dovah sheni miskaven muta va'marbitz einei miskaven lahadvik ofer beguma vol lahashvis abayis el shelo yala ovik. So it's a Dovah sheni miskaven. It's not a psikreisha. So memeile it is muta. Zogt Taisvis. For even if they came along Kerab Shimon, Shori afilu lechatchila. Baal haloch is gedoilis, Shori kibud mehay taime, afilu bedohutze. So the Gemara is speaking about, it seems, the Gemara is, the whole sugi is speaking about ributz. So memele, that's a meme shore zilchen, and later we hear they were mitzvah and they made ributz, and that's muta lechatchila. So the Baaloch is gedoilis says, kibud is also muta, you're allowed to sweep. Also because it's a Dovah Sheni Miskava. Fill it with a hutzin. Fill it with a broom. Take leaves from an olive and leaves from a date tree, from a palm tree. So memele, you can make a broom out of it. Ve'ein nirilari. The bepeire kol ha-kelem omar abalozo af machbeide shol tamre muta letaltalo. You're allowed to be metaltal machbeides, brooms. Uporir frek de gemore I michamol etzel. What are you speaking about? Michamol etzel, stamos are you allowed to move it from one place to another place? Shalei letzeirich. Oho, leime, rabbe lozer, afilu bishal tamre? How could it be muta? It's a klisha melachte leisa. How could it be muta? Stamos are michamol etzel. Mashme de pshitalei de leke man de shori. That there's no one that is muta. Afilu le rab shimen. Mishum davi melachta lisa, that it's called melachta lisa. Vishori lachabed, if one is permitted to sweep on Shabbos, have a melachta leheta. Elevadai kibud osa lekuliyalma, midnei shemezes ofo mimkoimoi, loisherinen ochel rabshimen aladavke ribuz. Toisvis in Psochem, the Dvar Shmuel and Psochem is Mevayer Toisves, that's not as a Mashode, that says that what Toisves says, Mezis Ofo Mim Koimai, so the Isser is Al Tiltel Mukze. That Einich Anami, there's no psikreisha of Ashvuye Gumes, but offer is mukze, so Yemez is offer. The Dvar Shmuel Nemsochem Retois, a very Geshmaka Ha'ore, is a machloikis, the Taz, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, if a person has on the table in Shabbos, he has klipas, he has shells, or atzomes, which are mukze, he wants to take them off. So the Taz says you take a knife, and you go and take them off. And what is the lomdus? This is called tiltum min atzad, letzeirich dover hamuta. What's the tzeirich dover hamuta? I want to clear off the table, so tzeirich mekayim, I need the mokim over here. It's full of peanut shells, of watermelon peels. So I want to take it off. So it's tiltum min atzad, letzeirich dover hamuta. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Chazanish Taini, this is not considered tiltum min atzad. This is called a yad ariche. That means you're holding a knife in your hand and you pull it. It's not called tiltum min atzad. Tiltum min atzad, if there's an evan on the chavis and you're lifting up the evan and then you shackle off the chavis, that's called tiltum. I mean, a taltel the chavis and there's an evan on it. But to push off with a sakin, that's called yad ariche. The Taz holds it's not called yad ariche. It's called tiltum min atzad. So the Dvar Shmuel wants to say, could be this was the machloikis al kaponim between Taisvis and the Bahag. Taisvis held like the Chazaynish and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that is not called tiltum min atzad. So even though it's amazes awful, it's tzeirich mekayim, I want to clear the floor. Bahag held like the Taz that it is considered tiltum min atzad. There's a Rashba here in the Agamore and the Taisus Arashba in Psochim that seem to say another Svara by Taisus Aser, that even though Ributz is not a Psikreishe, but Kibud is a Psikreishe. So that's a second Svara by Taisus is Chaylik on the Bahak. Zog the Mishnah weiter. HaToilish Me'otzitz Nokut. A person is toilish something from a flower pot that has a hole in it. Chayiv. So he's chayiv. So Rashi, why is he chayiv? The have kimechuba. The thing that is growing in the flower pot, it is keilu, it is mechuba la'oretz. The yoinik mina karka. It's yoinik mina karka oilam. Al yedei hanekev. Since there's a hole. Shemeiriach lachluchis hakarka. The plant that is growing, or whatever is growing in the otzitz nokov, it smells the feichkeit of the karke. Ba'filu hanekev bedoifnoi, even though the nekev is bedoifen ha'otzitz, it's also meriach, and so it's called mechuba lekarke through the yenike. V'she'ein nokov, if you have a flower pot that is completely sealed. So mameila, that's called tolosh. It's not called yoinik mina kalk. But the Rabbi Shimon Peter bozer bozer. Rabbi Shimon paters both. Rami lei abaye lerove, v'omri lo rabchiye barav lerav. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Peter bozer bozer. Alma, so we see Rab Shimon holds, Nokuv l'Rab Shimon k'she'enei Nokuv mashvelei. That according to Rab Shimon, Nokuv is like enei Nokuv. They both have the same din, and both of them have a din of Tolosh. V'remino Rab Shimon oimer, ein bein Nokuv l'she'enei Nokuv. There's no difference between Nokuv v'she'enei Nokuv. Elo lahachshir zroim milvad, only legabi hechshir zroim. What does that mean? Zot Rashi. Hazruim besoichoi. Yev zroim that are zorua in the pot. Is azoi. Otzitz nokov. If you have zroim that are in the otzitz nokov, ain't mekabel hechshir letumet. So it's not mekabel hechshir to be mekabel tumet. Visha ain't nokov mekabel hechsher the tolosh. So memele. So here we see by hechsher that Rav Shimon holds by hechsher that nokov has a din mechuba. Zeiv ez din mechuber, zot nat mochshe lekabel tome. Eini nokov ez din tolop, zot iz mochshe. Rab Shimon, vohor Rab Shimon tom alay. Vohi garsin. Rab Shimon noyma, ein bein nokov. The only difference between nokov and eini nokov is only legabi hechshe. Deilo la rabona ni ketuve. Ramachayev anokov, mishum Shabbos. But according to Rab Shimon, they're all gleich, except by Hechsher. So exactly what Pshat is in the Gemara's Kasha, it's very difficult to understand the Gemara's Kasha, because Adrab, it's Pulfakert, here it says the same thing like in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah speaks about Gabi Shabbos, so the Gemara says, Ein bein nokov lo she'ein ein nokov. And here it says the same thing. By Hechsher it says it is a din mechuber, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? That we will see Taisus. Taisus will have three pshatim to explain the Gemara's kasha. But let us not delve into that problem. The Gemara has a pesakasha. That what here he says that Nokov has a din of Tolush, and by Hechsher it has a din of Mechuba. That a Nokov is a din of Mechuba, and therefore if Mashke fell on a plant that wasn't an Otzitz Nokov, it is Toya. It is not Mukshe. So here is the Mahershah is a din of Mechuber. Amalei, so he answered him as follows. L'chol mi li Rab Shimon ketolosh mashvile. L'gabi ol halochis, Rab Shimon holds that a notz it's nokov has a din of tolosh. Vishani linyin tume, but by tume we see there is a din of Mechuber. Rab teire ribse tare itzol zroim, shenema al kol zera zeirua asher yizoreya. Zogt Rashi, L'chol mili l'shabes v'liknais b'mishiche v'loi b'kesef u'lepuzbo sheni nichtarel ala kalke Rab Shimon holds l'gabi ul haloches anot zitznokev ez adin of tolosh. But by Hechsher asher yizoreya there's a yitter loshen k'derech sh'odo moitzi l'zriye Lemuuti mechuber koldo. If something has a chibur koldo, it has a din mechuber lagabi hechsher. Lahochi ahani zriya is yeseiri dikra. There's a psa ibrik eloshna kol zera zeirua. And it says asher yizoreya. So azriya koldo, a chibur koldo, has a din mechuber. Umiyu she'ein einokov tolosh gomor. So what does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers that there's a difference between Hechsher and all other halachas. Before we see Taisvis, I'd like to shtelzich for 2 minutes on the previous Rashi. Rashi says, L'chol mili, that Rab Shimon holds, L'chol mili, L'shabes, V'liknais b'mishicha v'loi b'kesev, that what it is a din of tolosh. So al kaponim, we see from this Rashi that according to Rab Shimon, you are kaine an otzitz nokov with meshiche, because he holds it has a din of tolosh. According to the Rabbanon, that holds an otzitz nokov has a din of mechuba, you will not be kaine be meshiche. As I weiss tois from the Rashi. No, Rab Shimon holds that an otzitz nokov has a din of tolosh. And by Emerson, this is a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says, klar, if one person owned a flower pot, and the other person owned the zroim in the flower pot, so if the Baal HaZroim wants to sell the zroim to the Baal HaOtzitz, he's not kind of with Meshiche, because the Baal HaZroim is a din of Mechuba LeKarka. Karka is not nikne be Meshiche. The Baal Zroim wants to be kind of the pot. He's kind of a Meshicha because the pot is a din of tolosh. Al koponim, so this deek we hear from Rashi is an often a Gemara in Gittin, that if you hold that a notzitz nokov is a din mechuber, you cannot be kind of a Meshicha because kark is not nikna be Meshicha. So I'd like to tell over a ha'ore, a Pnei Yeshua in Kedushin, and a Chazaynish. The Pnei Yeshua in Kedushin and Afchov Beis Amet Beis, Ask Sakasha, the Gemara says over there, Evet Knani is nikna b'meshiche. It can be kind of Evet Knani b'meshiche. Frech the Pnei Yeshua, Ebeknani is hukish lekarke. Is nachalta moisum of nechem achechem. Achuse soilum, achuse. So you can't be koine karke with Meshiches. How can you be koine and ebeknani be Meshiches? That's the Pnei Yeshua's akash. And for the Pnei Yeshua, psadin, you can't be koine karke be Meshiches. Heichem, because it's layevshe. You can't schlep a karke. But here you could schlep an ebe, some emelus, even though it's karke, you koine be Meshiches. So lechayre zetman doch, it's not a por adume, that you can't be koine karke be Meshich, it's a chsor in the Metzies. So if you'll have a karke, you could be Meshich, you should be koine. It's kan shoyel aben, why can't you be koine, and not it's nokif, it's also shayich be Metzies. So this kashe, the chazaynish in dim rebine asked this kashe. Why can't you be koine, and not it's nokif, if it isn't the mechuba, why can't you be koine be Meshich? So, let me just tell you over a very geschmacke vote of the Chazanish. So the Chazanish says that a Otzitznokiv you can't be Moshech. Why can't you be Moshech and Otzitznokiv? Because the Otzitznokiv is Mechuba Lekalke. So let us say, for example, a person has a tree made out of rubber. And he can pull it. But he can never, it's always attached to Kalk. He never makes a Meshiche on the whole thing. Because, let's say, it's rubbery, he could schlep and schlep and schlep, but al-koponim, he did not schlep the whole thing. Because there's the chelik of the tree that's still mechuba lekarke. So that is not called meshiche. Meshiche, you have to schlep the whole thing. You have to understand it as an invisible yenike. That means even though you're schlepping, so you're schlepping the pot, but the yenike is still mechuba l'oretz. So the yenike you never schlept, it's still there's a chelik. Just like if a person will schlep half a talus and he did not move the other half of the talus, so that felt in Hilchis Meshiche, so that it's considered mechuba lekarke, so he did not make a Meshiche on the whole Zoy. That is what the Chazanish says. Zogt Taisvis. Beraminu, Rabbi Shimon Oimer Ein Bein Noku. Teimo. Fragt doch Teusves amoyre dike kashe. Mai kaporich. What's the Gemara's kashe? Bo bahach breise na miktoni ke boi bemas nisen. It says, ein bein nokuv lusheine nokuv ela hechshes roim bevat. Our Mishnah also says, besides hechshes roim, there is a din tolush. Bahach breise na miktoni ke boi bemas nisen. De lochol mili nokuv kshene nokuv. They're the same. Bar mileinyan hechsher zroim bilvat. Hechsher zroim, so there's a difference between nokov and sheinei nokov. So it's no stir in the bereis in the Mishnah. Vikashele, if he has tamazay a pertinent question. Maishno Shabbos me hechsher zroim. What's the chilik take? And came below in Mishnah, tikshlei bereis a gufe. Maishnu lechshes roim choshev nokiv kemechubel in yeshadvom choshev ketolosh. So that's a kashev. You don't understand pshat in the bereis. It's a good kashev, but why are you mixing in the Mishnah? It's a stira from the Mishnah and the bereis. Faker, the Mishnah stayed with the bereis. Ein bein nokiv lein ein nokiv. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam. V'hochi poch. Kiv in the linyin Shabbos choshev nokiv kshein ein nokiv. Since we see le'inyin Shabbos that nokiv is like einay nokiv, af al gav dahava lekula. This is negen yisod deraisa. So we say even lekula that an otzitz nokiv has a din of tolush upota. Vechein le'inyin kloyim b'mesaches kloyim. So lekula it has a din of tolush. Is kolshkein le'inyin hechshes roy. That if we say there's a din tolish, it'll be makabel hechsher. Islan lachshuvei nokiv kshayne nokiv bavel lechumre. Eistis, if we say lekula there's a din tolish, lechumre avada gebishish there's a din tolish. And here it says no. It has lekula din mechuba. Oba baraisa ktoni, the nokiv have ke mechuba linyan hechsher zroim, sheayne machsher. The Baraisa says that linyan hechshes roim she'ein emachshe. So here we see that lekule it has a din mechuba. In the non-Mishnah it says that lekule it has a din tolush. Now, without without our Mishneh, so we could say Pshat in the Braisa like this. V'hochi Pirusha the Braisa. Ein bein nokuv l'sha ein ein nokuv. There's no difference in nokuv l'sha ein ein nokuv. There's no difference between them. The l'chol mili nokuv l'sha ein ein nokuv shavim. In all halachas, they're similar. Was leaning l'chumre. And that means like this. Me'iker adin. We'll see in a minute. Vazlina l'chumre. We go l'chumre. The bimokim David tolosh chumre. Chashvin and tavayu ke tolosh. Vihavi mechuba chumre. Kamoy Shabbos akloim. Chashvin and tavayu ke mechuba. He says, the baraisa we can learn like this. We never differentiate between nokov and einei nokov. And we say that l'chumre, they both have the chumras of mechubra, they both have the chumras of tolosh. Elo, v'hechshir zroim, leich miroi lachshuvi, nokov kitolosh. They were not machmer that nokov is a din of tolosh. She'enoi nokov, elo ukme adinei lechoshiv kimechubra. He said they did not say that nokov is a din of tolosh. That means, he says, Me'iker adin, Nokuv is Mechuba. No, they gave Nokuv, and She'enei Nokuv, the Chumres of Tolosh, and the Chumres of Mechuba. But when it comes to Hechsher, so they Ukmi Adinei, and here Nokuv has the Kula of Tolosh. The Kula of Mechuba, I mean. Nokuv is the Kula Mechuba. So that means as follows. If one would only learn this Baraisa, so the Lach would be as follows. From the Baraisa we see Me'iker Adin, Nokuv has Adin Mechuba. And therefore it has the Kula of that it's not Mekabel Hersha. Ein Nokuv is also like Nokuv. Legabi the chumra of mechuba, not allowed to be tolish both. If there'll be chumras in tolish, so both will have it in tolish. But that is zicha. The Baraisa says that nokuv has a din mechuba meiker a din afilu lekula. The chumra of adi gemisah has a din mechuba. For any nokuv has a din mechuba. And our Mishnah says punfakel that nokuv has the kula of any nokuv. וצורך להם לפי זה, דין תאמר לרב שמעון מן הנוקוב, על פרס הגדלם בקרקע. כמו בעין הנוקוב, דסלינו לחומרה. He says, if this Baraisa says that Nokuv has the Chumres of Tolush, so you won't be able to be Teirem in the Nokuv of Pesach Gdelem Bekalke. That's how the Rebbe Tam learned Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. V'ri Pirish, Dohochi Pirish. Rav Shimon Noimer, Ein Bein Nokuv, L'Sha'enei Nokuv, Ela Hechshir Zroim Bilvat. V'kiven Negabi Hechshir Zroim Choshev Nokuv, Kimechuber, Afar Gav Dava Lohokuv. Since we see that it has a din Mechuber Lohokuv, She'enei Mekabel Hechshir, Shema Minamidaraisa Choshev Kimechuber. Dimidaraisa Choshev Ketolu, Sheikh Ahav Matarina lo midarabon shinogabem tum kiven the kiblu hakshmina toire. So Mamelo we see from this Baraisa that Nokov has adin mechubar minatoir. And can all diktoni bereish the Baraisa. Hein bein Nokov lushaine Nokov. Al kolchoch lasa shneim kimechuborim batpsha. That Eini Nokov also says adin mechubar, but they lasa shneim kitlush. Kim the nokuv choshev mechuba midaraisa, or bechol mili nokuv ve'einei nokuv kimechuborim. In all halachas, einei nokuv also is a din mechuba chutz mehechshir zroim bolvad da'achma rabbonon letemuyei she'einei nokuv. So the relines pshat in the baraisa punfakel that min ha'toyres ein nokuv and she'einei nokuv have a din mechuba. And Gabi, one thing they gave Einei Nokuv Adin Tolosh Midarabonon Lechumre. That is Mekabel Hechshe. So Meil is Amere de Kekashe, and by us it says, Umfakel. That Nokov is a din of Einei Nokov Lekule. And here it says Fakel, that Nokov and Einei Nokov both have the Chumras of Mechuba. So that's the Kashe. Vahashne Mishani Shapir Shani Linyin Tume. No. The Fakel, our mission is right. That Nokov is a din Tolush. But Legabi Hersher, there's a din Achiba Koldo is good. Shani Yintume, Dosam, the Kosahman of Hedi, the Choshev Nokiv Kemachuba. Avalachol Mili Choshev Ketolush. Alachi Potta Bamas Nisen. Avul Koshe Leilo Aperushim. The Koma Alma Nokov Larab Shimin. Ke Einoi Nokiv Mashvilei. Weiss da is, Rab Shimon Olds Nokov is like Einen Nokov. Mashvi, the boy, lasu yime bereise. Doloi Mashvi Nokov, Shein Ein Nokov. Beze Einoi. The Losh Na Gemara is a bit so schwer. The Gemara starts off, we see Rab Shimon Olds Nokov is like Einen Nokov, a schwer from the bereise. The bereise says also Nokov is like, the bereise also says that it's similar. The Gemara should have asked, the Alme Nokov Ketolish Mashvilei. Not the Kashas, Alme Nokov, Keine Nokov Mashvilei. יש לו פרש תוכי קום אלמה נוקב לרב שימן שאין נוקב משמלוי that נוקב is like אין נוקב ורמינו דעד הרב שאין נוקב כנוקב משמלוי he says he's מדם נוקב תאין נוקב it's when I apach we מדם אין נוקב תנוקב ואוי פרש רי דוחי קום the re says another פשט in the Gemara's Kashan this is a very gishmaki פשט The Hori Koma, Ein Bein Nokov L'Sha'ein Ein Nokov L'Inyen Maiser U'Peyo U'Kloy The Gabi Hilchis Maiser U'Peyo U'Kloy The Kivin D'Chsiv Buhu Sotcho The Kalmecho The Chain B'Maiser K'siv Ha'Yotzi Ha'Sod Eshone Eshone So there, wherever the T'nai, wherever the criteria is Sod Eshivi Tolosh So then, Aotzitz Nokov also is a din of Tolosh. Bein Nokov, Bein She'ein Ein Nokov. If the criteria is Sode, is Aotzitz Nokov, is not a Sode. So that's the Taich, Ein, Bein, Nokov, L'She'ein Ein Nokov, they're all the same in Hilchis Sode, in Hilchis Kera. Bein Beichilik Elalin Yen Hechshez Roy, V'chol De Domilei. But whenever the criteria is not Sode, Wherever the criteria is mechuba or ain't mechuba, so then there's a difference between nokav and ain't nokav. Could go Shabbos, she'nim pluyim bedavo shulchoshev sod elo betolo shemechuba or bahanu, they have nokav she'nim nokav. So that's chat the Baraisa. So the Baraisa is meiradik. The Baraisa is saying when there's hilchis sod of a kerem, so then there's no difference between nokav she'nim nokav. Nokav is also not a sod. But when the difference is in Hilchis Mechuba, Eina Mechuba, Kegoyin Hechsher, or who are in Shabbos, then the Zichah difference between Nokav, Eina Nokav. Fizas Yishabah, the Kamo, Alma, Nokav, Rav Shimon, Kshayin, Eina Nokav, Mashmel, Afilu Gabi Hilchis Shabbos. Ramin, Adlai Mashmel, Nokav, Kshayin, Eina Nokav, Gabi Hilchis Mechuba.